This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Greek voters go to the polls this weekend in an election that could determine whether Greece stays in the eurozone. A lot of people are afraid a Greek exit could push the global economy back into recession. Voters are being asked whether Greece should continue with sharp cuts in government spending so the country can get a better hold on its massive debt problems. Commentator Todd Buchholz says, actually, you can pitch in and help pull Greece back from the brink. Just book a flight and go there on vacation.
The Germans, the French, and even the Estonians have been bailing out Greece. But I've got a better idea than stuffing envelopes with euros and mailing them to Athens. If every sixth German, Frenchman, Estonian, and their non-bankrupt EU neighbors took a vacation in Greece, it would generate enough revenue to cover Greece's annual budget deficit. Right now, Greek tourism is about 10% of GDP, and so is its deficit. If tourists flooded into Athens, Mykonos, and Santorini, Greece might survive its Great Depression. Is this possible? Can tourism double or even triple? I propose that the Greek government, on behalf of hotel, sailboat, and moped owners, print discount coupons that can be redeemed by tourists from abroad. Sure, these vouchers would end up as more debt, but it would be long-term debt owed by Greeks to Greeks, rather than to foreigners who now charge lending rates that would knock over the Colossus of Rhodes. When the tourists arrive, they would create a multiplier effect on spending. Tourism is like exports, but even better. When you export, you must actually send valuable stuff abroad. In Greece's case, it would simply be filling empty hotel beds and boarded-up restaurants with middle-aged Germans wearing brown sandals with white socks. If Greece doesn't act fast, its days in the eurozone are over. I bet they'd sneak out during a busy summer weekend when everyone else is distracted. Maybe during the Olympics, in the middle of the javelin throw or the high-kick synchronized swimming event. And wouldn't that be a sad testament to 2,000 years of Greek history?
Commentator Todd Buchholz was an economic advisor to the first President Bush. He's most recently the author of Rush, Why You Need and Love the Rat Race. Tell us what you think at Marketplace.org.